The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Lovely evening, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Effie, why don't you come out and sit on the porch with it? It's just wonderful, not even chilly.
I'm writing some letters, dear.
Oh, all right. Oh, this is a wonderful porch. Trouble is, it's so much nicer than our old house. It makes all our old porch furniture look shabby.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid it'll have to do. We can't afford any new stuff.
No, I know. Oh, it really seems as though summer's here, doesn't it? You can sit on the porch in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. I don't see you all day. Been reading that newspaper for the last half hour. Come on. Talk to me.
Well, the fact is, I'm trying to decide what to do about the yard. We got to do something and do it ourselves.
I don't know why you think it's so difficult. For goodness sake, buy some grass seed and we'll sprinkle it around.
Oh, yeah. A little more complicated than that, my sweet. First of all, this place has to be cleaned up a little bit, and we're certainly going to need some topsoil.
Is that expensive?
As a matter of fact, I just noticed in the paper there, it advertises topsoil for $20 a truckload.
Well, how many truckloads do we need?
Well, I was talking to Fred Beitner. He said one truckload would be enough.
Yeah, order some then.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness sake, let's get the place fixed up. I hate it without any grass around. Isn't it funny? I never thought of all this when we were planning to build this new house.
Never thought of why?
Well, there not being any lawn when they finish. Sounds stupid, but I guess I just thought, well, you know, that was part of it. That the last thing the workmen would do before they left would be to fix the lawn, put the grass in for us, and the shrubs.
Well, it would have been very nice of them. Well, I'm going to call this guy, see how soon he can deliver a truckload of topsoil.
There are millions of motorists in this country. Most of them are careful, law-abiding drivers who are smart enough to know that it pays to be careful. But it takes only one careless act to cause a serious accident. Don't break the law of the road or the law of averages. Drive carefully all the time. First of all, don't speed. More highway deaths are caused by excess speed than by anything else. Second, drive with your head as well as with your hands and feet. Use sound judgment in your driving and develop good driving habits. Finally, be courteous. Don't be afraid to give the other fellow a break. You'll both live longer. Here are a few pointers for safer driving. Pass the car ahead only when you're absolutely sure it's safe. Don't take chances. Always allow plenty of space between your car and the car ahead, at least one car length for every 10 miles per hour you're traveling. And at night, dim your bright lights when approaching another car. By following the safety rules, you can help cut down on accidents.
Tomorrow.
What?
Guy's going to deliver a truckload of topsoil tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, I can get to work on the yard over the weekend. Now, what are you smiling at? I will work on it this weekend.
No, I wasn't thinking of that. I was thinking what I said before and thinking how really ignorant I am about something.
Hmm?
Now, how could I possibly imagine the workmen on the house here would have fixed a lawn for us before they left? I mean, it's so stupid. Of course they wouldn't when I think of it.
You're not stupid. You are, I admit, surprisingly naive about something. But I always think it's kind of cute.
Oh, cute.
Besides that, it makes me feel so much smarter myself.
Oh, you are, dear.
Well, I wouldn't want a wife who was so brilliant. I felt stupid. I want you to be a little helpless, you know, and dependent on me.
I see. Well, goodness knows I'd be completely dependent on you if we were the last survivors on Earth.
Now, for Pete's sake, why would you think of that?
No, I don't know. All the talk these days. Articles in the paper and the magazines about what could happen, these terrible bombs.
No, come on, let's not talk about that.
Well, I heard Betsy today playing with a little friend, and the friend said, "What would you do if a bomb dropped?" You know what Betsy said?
What?
She said, "Oh, I wouldn't worry. I've got Mommy and Daddy." Started me to thinking, I'll tell you. That's what I mean by saying how ignorant I am of certain things.
Oh, come on, what do you mean ignorant?
Well, I am in the true sense. Do you realize how completely dependent I am on other people? For food, clothing, shelter. I don't mean dependent on you. I mean, you know, Grocery store, bread companies, dairy companies.
What are you driving at?
Listen, I can't even bake bread. I never have.
Well, I guess you could learn. You can cook, and very well, too, if you
What would I cook with? Where would I get the flour and the yeast? I wouldn't even know how to grow wheat and get the flour.
Oh, no.
If I were alone, I wouldn't even know how to get food. If I did have a gun, I wouldn't know how to shoot animals for food. I wouldn't even know how to make a bow and arrow.
You know, I think Betsy gets her imagination from you.
Where would I get clothes? I know that wool comes from sheep, but I don't really know the process that puts it from the sheep's back onto my back.
Now, look,
As for mechanical things, I couldn't even make a wheel. And I never did learn how to start a fire by rubbing two sticks together. I am fundamentally no smarter than prehistoric man.
Well, if you're the last survivor, you're certainly going to set civilization back 50,000 years.
Mm-hmm, well, you go ahead and be amused, I tell you. It makes you think. It really does.
Oh, the heavens!
The heavens, sake, what's the matter with Aunt Effie?
I don't know.
Did you hear the dishwasher running?
What'd she say?
What'd you say, Aunt Effie?
Dishwasher! It's running all over the floor. Hurry up. The kitchen is like a steam bath.
The dishwasher might have stopped an hour ago.
Oh,
come on.
You're running. The water's just shooting all over.
Oh, my gosh.
But the top is up.
No.
When the top slides open, it's supposed to shut off.
Well, it didn't, obviously. How do you shut it off?
You don't shut it off. It shuts itself off when the top slides open. That's what I just said.
I can't help it.
The water off in the basement. Do something. Go down in the basement and shut the main valve off.
Now, look, stay away from that dishwasher. You'll all get burned.
Your kitchen paper's going to peel right off the wall.
Never mind that now, Aunt Effie. Open the door to the back entrance while I get the broom. Then we'll sweep the water down the steps into the garage.
This is terrible.
Oh, that's terrible.
Look at this. Give me the broom.
Yeah,
I'll sweep the water off. You get the mop.
The mop won't do much good while the water is still pouring out, Aunt Effie.
What are you doing down there? Turn the water off.
Don't look for a
pooper. Well, what did he say?
I don't know. You better go down there.
What did you say?
I can't find the shut off.
What do you mean you can't find it?
I mean I can't find it.
Well, what does he mean by I'm going down, Aunt Effie? Keep sweeping, will you? Honestly, what are you doing down here?
I'm looking for the main valve to shut the water off.
Well, I don't know where it is. You mean you don't know?
Well, I know it's here somewhere.
Oh, you don't understand it. You're a man. You're supposed to know these things. I don't know anything about valves. Where would it be?
Well, it's supposed to be behind one of these panels. Joe told me where he put the sliding panel, but I never had occasion to turn the water off before.
But the water's stopped. My battery's starting all over again. The water's just dripping out.
What do you mean the valve is behind the sliding panel?
Look, when I got Joe to come out and pine panel the basement, he said, you told me to have him enclose everything, if you remember. I don't want any pipes to show you.
I didn't want Joe to pine panel the basement at all, if you recall.
Let's not go into that again now, will you please? Honest, I got to find this thing. That panel, it's somewhere here.
Well,
I said he showed me it was around here somewhere. Just push it back, you know, but I can't find it. Where the heck is it?
Joe was going to do it for nothing, just the cost of the wood. Why, when I think of the bill that he sent...
Oh,
I don't know what you're doing, but something better call an emergency service. The kitchen is flooding!
Yes. Yes, for Pete's sake, I want you to send somebody out here right away. Oh, tomorrow. I don't want somebody tomorrow. I need somebody tonight.
Yes?
Right away.
Tomorrow? We already need sandbags to keep it from flooding the dining
Look,
room.
Please, will you listen? This is an emergency. Yes, I... Well, I just told you. I said the dishwasher doesn't stop. It keeps... The top is up. It keeps running away. It just keeps running.
What did he say?
But I don't care if it's impossible or not. It's happening
right here.
Yes.
Honestly, these places that knock themselves out to sell you something, and then when you need service, did you tell him we got the dishwasher there?
Well, look, I
tell him we got the dishwasher.
Piper. 13 Rainbow Lane.
Lake,
yes. Thank you.
What's that matter with
these guys? You tell them something is happening and they say it's impossible.
Tell me somebody coming out.
I guess so. Right away, they said. I hope so. I don't know.
We better man the lifeboat. Women and children first. We're sinking fast.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Yeah, it's a pretty wild party we get from Art Linkletter weekdays on CBS Radio. But what else would you expect from a man with Linkletter's sense of the preposterous? Monday through Friday, Art and his staff line up intriguing guests, improbable stunts, and unpredictable outcomes for their studio audiences in all America. Art sometimes hands out advice greatest on how to keep a happy home happy. He may occasionally be guilty of a spot of sentimentality, especially when he lines up visiting children before the microphone. Hollywood stars frequently drop in to surprise everybody but Wiley Art, who knew that they were coming all the time. The fact is, you never know what's coming next on Art Linkletter's House Party. Fact is, that's a big part of the charge the nation gets out of this half hour of hilarity. Remember, Monday through Friday, dress is optional, but fun is mandatory when CBS Radio cuts loose with a different sound of Art Linkletter's House Party.
Well, thank you very much.
That's okay.
Well, now let's get the water mopped up.
Yes. Oh, the man fixed it, dear.
Fixed it? He just got here. I was just taking off my wet shoes.
Well, it's okay now.
Well, may I ask what you did?
Well, all you had to do was reach right down under the dishwasher here on the side. Just turn this little knob and turn the water right off.
That's all we have to do.
Well, that's all. That's the valve that shuts off the water to the dishwasher. Now, if you folks would read the booklet that comes with the dishwashers, you'd have known about it. You know?
Yes, well, in the emergency, I guess I didn't think of the booklet.
Well, you know what to do now, Mr. Piper, if it happens again.
Just turn the little knob.
That's right. How come you didn't think to shut off the main valve in the basement?
Well, we had a friend who pine-paneled our basement. Seems to have enclosed our pipes without leaving directions.
Oh. Uh-huh. Well, that'll be $8.50. You want us to mail you the bill?
$8.50.
Well, I changed the fuse, too. That's why you had the trouble.
$8.50.
Just mail us the bill. Yes, and thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Very much.
$8.50.
Well, now I'll go find some old claws so we can climb up and wipe off the walls before the wallpaper falls off.
My goodness. All that steam.
Really, what a mess.
$8.50 for changing a fuse and turning a valve off. You know, I ought to be kicked.
Well, I suppose they have their labor charges. Certain it's at night, you know.
No, not that. But you were right. You were right. We are individually dumber than prehistoric man. If I've got a dishwasher, I should know how it works. The idea that I'm so dumb that I should have to call some guy to come out and just turn it off.
Well, cheer up, dear. I guess you're not the only one. Come on now, let's mop up this water.
Boy, I tell you, sure makes it stop and think. $8.50. $8.50. Guy comes out, just turns a knob.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and John Marley and is produced by Walter Hart.